Revenue drives everything. The NASCAR fan is the most accepting of commercialization of all professional sports fans. And they are loyal. As a group, they are the most loyal of any professional sports fan base. This is where we connect the sponsor-friendly, loyal NASCAR fan to your radio station revenue. This is Selling Speed, the podcast, where we help you drive revenue. With your host, Bob Quick from MRN.
Hello again. Remember, you can get this content direct to your mobile device each time we post, as soon as we post, by subscribing, following, or liking, depending upon the podcast platform that you use to get Selling Speed. Just search our title, Selling Speed, at any major podcast platform. This month's focus is on the three things most stations miss when they're selling NASCAR. It's called caution flag. I've noticed a trend. It happens to the most seasoned NASCAR local sellers and to new stations starting to sell NASCAR for the first time. There are three common mistakes people make when selling NASCAR. Maybe the word mistake is a little too harsh. We tend to focus on the task at hand and can lose sight of the big picture. So maybe a better term is that they are overlooked. The main thing is this: finding NASCAR revenue and not leaving any of it on the table. Number one, seems obvious, but there are 12 months in a year. Okay, I know you know that. However, when stations look at the 10-month NASCAR schedule, they tend to set up their packages for February through November. What about December and January? Don't clients need customers during those 2 months as well? After all, NASCAR fans don't stop listening to the radio after Phoenix each season. Make your NASCAR package an annual. You can provide all the same assets sold for the in-season portion of the package for December and in January as you would through the regular racing season. You obviously wouldn't have commercials in live racing during December and January, but you can still schedule those commercials in Sunday afternoons if you wish, or you could include them in other sports-related programming during those months, like the college football playoffs and bowl games, high school sports, the annual NASCAR Awards Ceremony and NASCAR Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony broadcasts. Or, since there's no racing, if you wanted to, you could even think about discounting those 2 months. I wouldn't, but you could. The point is this: if a client is willing to make a commitment for 10 months, then asking for a 12-month commitment isn't really that much of a stretch. Number two, there are businesses outside of your town. When I sold local radio in upstate New York, I knew just about every route to get to and from each town in our coverage area. Why? Well, there were businesses sprinkled along each route. I specifically remember two very successful businesses located well off the beaten path. One was a store for outdoor enthusiasts. They had hiking equipment and hiking shoes, kayaks, canoes, anything to do with the outdoors. They even had steel power tools. The other one was the biggest RV dealer in that county. It was miles away from any larger town. Why were these businesses located in the sticks? I don't know. Maybe that's where the owner lived, and that's why he established his business there. I was successful getting the RV dealer on, but I could never quite break through with the outdoor store owner. Remember, NASCAR popularity thrives in out-of-the-way places. Areas where those businesses were located are where NASCAR fans live. There's a good chance that the owners of the business are NASCAR fans, or they know that their customers are. NASCAR has always been a suburban and rural sport. Sure, there are NASCAR fans everywhere, I know that. But as the 2023 NASCAR Next Gen Fan Study showed us, the people who live in those smaller towns and cities are more likely to be fans of the sport. So fish where the fish are biting. Look outside of town for new prospects. If you live in one of our larger markets, I suggest you start fishing for business outside the Beltway. And number three, in the United States, motorsports fans are NASCAR fans. Talking about auto racing with a younger business owner reminds me of talking with their parents in the early 2000s about satellite radio. Just because these millennial and Gen Z owners and their friends follow Formula One doesn't mean that everyone does. If you were around selling local radio in the early 2000s, then you remember hearing the satellite radio objection. It's a similar objection when you talk about F1 and the millennials and Gen Zs. Those owners back in the day had satellite radio in their new cars, and all their friends, their other business owners, had them too. So they assumed that everyone else did. And you know what happens when you assume. In the U.S., NASCAR is auto racing. Full stop. We learned some powerful selling information in the 2023 NASCAR Next Gen Fan Study. One of which is that 36% of radio listeners say that they are motorsports fans. But a bigger number to focus on is of those that said they were motorsports fans, 92% said that they were fans of NASCAR. No other racing in the U.S. comes even close to the popularity of NASCAR. How else could NASCAR have negotiated a 40% increase in television broadcast fees across four partners starting in 2025 to the tune of $1.1 billion a year for 7 years? And those were the four suitors who won. There were others bidding to reach the most sponsor-loyal fans in all sports as well. So keep these overlooked points in mind when you're strategizing your NASCAR packages and bringing them to your market.
And the 66th renewal of the Great American Race is underway.
Oh, we got one turnaround. It's Harrison Burton. He will slide through the ball field. One other car, Carson Hocevar involved, and now they tangle right here.
Chastain's got the lead. Blocks Logano down low. Slides up to block Brad Keselowski on the outside. Brad starts a move against Chastain, and he gets turned. There they go. The big one in three. Look at basically the entire pack is collected.
Four laps to go here in Daytona. Lights out on the pace car as we get set to go back under the green flag.
Racing down the short straightaway in the Daytona 500. Blocking on and they're crashing. Sliding across the grass. Ross Chastain, Austin Cindric get in it. Caution is on the speedway. The white flag was in the air.
Checkered flag is in the air and William Byron has won the Daytona 500.
And now my favorite part of the podcast, where we take a look at a Motor Racing Network team member. This month, we are going to find out more about Georgia Henneberry. Georgia Henneberry is one of MRN's talented pit reporters for NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series events. She developed her passion for racing during childhood visits to the track. Growing up, she also raced herself, first at the horse track and then at the racetrack. Combining her racing background with the love of storytelling, Georgia pursued journalism while in college. Now, as a reporter, she covers various forms of motorsports, from NASCAR to IndyCar to Formula E. She captures each race's essence through her interviews and stories. Off the track, Georgia is a proud dog mom of Tuna, her 5-year-old pit bull. They enjoy exploring nature around Indianapolis, where they reside. Whether it's chasing stories or exploring new destinations, Georgia aims to lead each day with enjoyment and positivity. And that is Selling Speed for March 2024. Thank you so much for listening. I hope some of these tips you can take right straight to the street and help you sell your local NASCAR packages. And remember, you can subscribe to this podcast at any major podcast platform just by searching for the term Selling Speed. Thank you for listening. I'm Bob Quick from MRN. Happy selling.